Good morning, it's Paul Amani here, and it's 20 past 8 on a Wednesday morning, and the school run has begun, and I'm in the car with my daughter, Grace, who's sitting in the back seat, playing with her pony, and things are a little bit rushed at the moment, as you can probably tell by the tone of my voice. I'm driving the car from Glenmire over to Douglas to Eglantine School. And Grace will have a great time, won't you, Grace?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's a positive affirmation from the back seat. Yes, and she is actually also has been really good this morning and has got herself together and was there waiting for me as soon as I got out of the shower and had clothes on me and was ready to go. So I gave her a prize. So. Yes, a lollipop prize, and I'm probably be killed by all the dentists listening to this who will say, oh my God, he's giving his child sweets or sweet teeth early in the morning. So I hasten to reassure you that this is an exceptional day for exceptional performance. And I'm a strong believer that when my child does something really good, I should give her something really nice. I'm told this is also a good way to train a puppy. So that when the puppy does a wee or a poo in the place that you want the wee or the poo to be done, you should immediately whip out of your pocket a sweet or a treat, or probably a treat. So there, the traffic hasn't been bad coming down the hill. I'm now entering the Dunkettle roundabout, which is a fairly nightmarish traffic place in Cork. Before all the collapse of the building, house building market activity in Ireland, this Dunkettle roundabout was absolutely full. There were even plans to build a huge housing estate right beside it, but it was a real, what they call a black spot. You had to really give about 10 minutes for getting around the roundabout, but today we don't. So I'm just thinking, I'm going to be doing the school run with Grace hopefully, every day. That's my job. And I'm just thinking about all the other fathers who are doing the school run this morning, their car full of children who have... And of course, as soon as I say this, all the women listening will be saying, oh, yeah, but we're the ones who end up doing it all the time. But I will say this to you all, that, you know, when I'm being laid to rest...
Even the dentist
what?
Even the dentist that looks at teeth.
Yes. Oh, yes. Even the dentist that looks at teeth.
But then the dentist will be angry at you because you gave me lollipop.
Yes, I'm going to be killed by the dentist. You're right.
Yeah.
But maybe you'll all kill me for saying this too, but... I think that when I'm being laid to rest, it's absolutely certain that if I will, there's one thing I will not be saying. I will not be saying, oh, damn it, I did the school run too many times. You know, that's an absolute certainty. I might be saying I spent too many hours at work. I might be saying I spent too many hours watching television. I might be saying I spent too many times, too many hours thinking about Liverpool or Man U or Spurs. Actually, I have a secret to confess. I used to be, as a child, a supporter of Tottenham Hotspur, and I still retain a slight attachment to that football team. Anyway, there you are. That's about the only football team to which I have an attachment. I'm usually in favour of the winners if they've played well. But back to the school run. Yeah, the school run. I'm now stationary at the Dunkettle roundabout. Right there, second on the grid. This is Formula One stuff to get around this roundabout. It's got one, two... It's got several exits off it. I must tell you that... Okay, this is another plug for Paul Allen. But you will find on the internet, on the YouTube somewhere... a series of audios, or are they videos? No, they're videos. They're videos of how to drive around roundabouts in Cork. this man, Paul Allen, set out on a project to give instruction to people on how to negotiate the roundabouts in Cork City. And he got the idea that he would do all of the roundabouts. Now, I don't think he's actually done the Dunkettle roundabout, but he's certainly done the Kinsale roundabout. And, you know, a project like that, where you do all the roundabouts in a city, a complete set, would build up to being something very interesting. It would be the transformation of quantity into quality at a certain point, I'd say. Okay, back to the school run, because that's all that really matters right now. The red light has just caught me. When I get to the school, one of the big issues is what's going to happen before the teacher arrives.
Hey, come on!
I can't go on. If I go on, I'll be going through the red light, and the guys from the left might bash into us. So when I get to the school, there's yes. What is yes? The next bit of talking?
Yeah.
Finish this one?
Yeah.
And do a different one. Okay. Folks, I won't. I want to finish this and then I'll do another bit, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've quickly been asked to finish this boo now while I'm in the car on this topic. But the last thing I wanted to say was that when I get to the school, one of the big issues is going to be the time in between the time we arrive and the arrival of the teacher. Because Grace's teacher, the arrival of the teacher gives a lot of security, certainty, what's going to happen today, somebody in charge, instead of the total chaos that appears to be there. Now, of course, the more you go into a particular chaotic situation, the more used to it you get, the more normalized it becomes, and of course then it is no longer chaotic, and you have less trouble dealing with it. But I think now in these early days, arriving at the school, it's quite tough for me as a parent and for my daughter. Oh, by the way, we're now underneath the tunnel in Cork. The change in ambient sound is all because I'm underground, a place called the Jack Lynch Tunnel. Okay, you will be killing me at this stage because I bet you want it to be even shorter than this boo. But so I'll just focus on that one point about filling the time between the arriving at the school and being able to leave and safe and emotionally securely handing your child over to the regime of the school. Yesterday I was, or the last time I did it, which was on Monday. She's at big school today, is what is being shouted from the back. Absolutely, Grace. And what's the name of that book that I was reading you at big school? I'll tell you what it was.
Reckless Ruby.
Reckless Ruby. And Reckless Ruby is the star. I've had two goes at Reckless Ruby. And today I might not even have time for Reckless Ruby, because by the time we get to the school, the teacher might be there already. And then it'll be simply a case of a drop-off as opposed to help with the emotional space that exists in ambiguity. So there you are, folks. I say cheerio to you. This is rushing Paul O'Mahony and his daughter Grace on their way to school today. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Cheerio. Goodbye.
That's it, Grace. Oh.